Now, of course, covering this, you have to realize that my home base is indeed Spotify. So when it comes to covering this particular subject matter, I have to keep it 8 more than 92. But I just have to put that out on Front Street because, of course, this is home base for me personally. Now, ultimately, that doesn't stop me from covering the news, as when it comes to Spotify and ultimately leading to raising their prices, they're basically talking about raising their prices effective September 2025 in South Asia, Middle East, Africa, Europe, Latin America, and Asia Pacific. So when it comes to that, obviously US and Canada are not included in this first round of increases, but you're probably thinking to yourself, why is Spotify out of all platforms raising their prices? Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me break it down for you, because of course I go by the name of Analytic Dream, so we're going to break down the analytics objectively speaking. So ultimately, the revenue for Spotify as of right now is set to be $4.8 billion. The analyst consensus was to have $4.9 billion, right? The net loss currently is $100 million compared to the quarter two 2024 profit of $319 million. And then you have the operating expenses for Spotify being $1 billion, net finance costs being $417 million, and then you have the quarter three revenue set to be $4.9 billion versus the analyst expectations of $5.2 billion. Now, when it comes to that, ultimately, covering this and talking about how Spotify is raising its prices is not only to improve profit margins while funding new services, but ultimately when Alex Nordstrom came out, who's the Spotify co-president, he came out and said, quote, price increases and adjustments are part of our toolbox now, and we'll do it when it makes sense. So ultimately, I know a lot of people who are out here, and let's just say they're not going about it the most legal fashion as far as listening to music, right? The main reason why these DSPs grew more popular in the first place is because a lot of people was running to certain platforms that I'm not going to name that was easily accessible and gave them access to music, let's just say for free, right? So now with the Spotify subscription, with the Apple Music subscription, the alternative was just to let people keep pirating music because nobody wanted to buy physical copies, right? So now, ultimately having Drake being the pioneer, I forget when that was, back in 2018, 2017, when they spearheaded the movement, really Apple, as far as the streaming element becoming more popular. That's probably why, and to this day, Drake is one of the more streamed artists in the world. But in the big 2025, Spotify has reported a bunch of just financial challenges, and even though their premium subscribers rose 12% as far as to 276 million and monthly active users grew 11%, the subscribers net additions up over 30% compared to the halfway point of 2024, and revenue increased 10% as far as to 4.1 billion euros, right? Driven by 16% rise in premium revenue, even though it fell short of the 4.2 billion euros as far as analyst consensus. There's a net loss of 86 euros was recorded compared to the 274 million euros as far as in the quarter two of 2024. Now you're probably thinking, why am I talking in euros? Because this unequivocally affects the people in South Asia, Middle East, Africa, Europe, Latin America, and Asia Pacific. So for listeners in those regions, because you know, shout out to everybody who listens, it's definitely worldwide. Last time I checked the analytics. So speaking in their language, as far as the currency that they use and what the price is rising from, as far as from 10.99 euros to 11.99 euros per month, they probably want it spelled out to them in their currency, right? So getting back to it, when it comes to the higher operating expenses and stock related costs, that's the reason for these prices increase. That's the reason for the price increase. And of course, when it comes to Spotify's quarter three guidance support and the ultimate analytics that they've been acquiring, it's below analyst expectations and reflects the overall, not, you know, the current state of the economy, with not a lot of people having disposable income like that because of them being in a hard place, right? You know how they say the rock in a hard place? Well, a lot of people is that rock. So when it comes to the stock falling over 11% post earnings, it marked Spotify's worst day in 2 years. So despite the growth, Spotify is still struggling to balance expansion with profitability, which of course, when people hear that, and we're switching back to dollars, when people hear that a platform is making $4.8 billion, best believe they don't want to hear about any type of financial struggles. They just want the subscription price to stay the same. So when it comes to that, a lot of people are upset, right? The long-term goal for Spotify is 1 billion plus users. And Nordstrom, who I said earlier, is the co-president of Spotify. He essentially came out and said, quote, over a quarter of a billion subscribers are currently paying us every month. Are we for a billion? I think it's not possible, or it's not impossible at all.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
So now looking at the long-term plan, looking at some of the new features that they're going to implement, right? They have a super fan subscription that's in development. So obviously this is not out yet, but this is currently what they're working on. And it could cost $6 a month. And that the biggest music fans, it may include remix / mashup features, exclusive content, or enhanced engagement tools. And then you have the AI and personalization tools, which we've already seen as far as the AI DJ, which, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of, but ultimately, if somebody doesn't want to put together the whole playlist, I guess the AI helps create a more interesting playlist for them in a low friction way. So anyways, then we get to the content expansion of audiobooks, podcasts, like this one, direct publishing deals, as far as the Cobot deal in August of this year, right? And nearly 9 billion playlists created by users, which is very interesting, as when it comes to the ubiquity strategy, it expands across devices and ecosystems to lock in subscribers. Now, ultimately, what that means is they're going to keep putting stuff in the pot to make the price increase make sense. So that's ultimately why we're talking about this, as Spotify is raising the prices, but they're also thinking of ways to increase and uplift and upgrade the product that they're giving to their subscribers, right? Now, when it comes to momentum, when it comes to growth, there's definitely interesting growth for Spotify, but profitability concerns linger from a lot of analysts in the field, because for the simple fact is people don't know if we hit our ceiling on fans and the amount of fans you could acquire on one streaming platform. Even though you have audiobooks, even though you have podcasts like this one, even though you have music percolating all throughout the ecosystem of Spotify, it still is a very interesting problem, because of course they're raising the overhead. And despite its first annual profit in 2024, Spotify saw a significant quarter to 2025 net loss, showing the ongoing problem between balancing growth and profitability. So a lot of investors probably won't have any problems right now, because currently, you know, the stock is doing well because you still have 2024 to make up for it. But when you're not increasing year over year, it goes to show that maybe you run into some financial issues in the future, because now we're not seeing an increase like we did in 2024. So investors are going to start thinking, hold up, is Spotify on the downfall, or on the, is it basically decreasing in value because they've hit their ceiling? That is something that I can't answer currently. Ultimately, I just wanted to cover this in an objective fashion, even though, you know, my bread is butter, definitely in Spotify. And when it comes to that, just wanted to give it to y'all. And just so y'all know, there's always eight. I always keep it eight more than 92, even if it's home base as far as Spotify. And one of the interesting things, and I saved this to the end, because, you know, obviously I'm not trying to beef with this particular content creator, but I remember when Anthony Fantano had a video and he was talking about how Spotify was like one of the worst platforms in history as far as streaming and things of that nature, because of its payouts and things of that nature. And one of the facts that he had, well, the facts that he said, you know, I think it's an opinion, but he ultimately was saying it had one of the worst payouts. And then one of the other reasons he said it was one of the worst platforms was because it pays podcasters too much. I was like, hold on now. Is this man player hating? Ain't no way this man mad at Spotify because they take care of podcasters. Now, you know, of course, you already know I'm a little biased when it comes to that, but I just thought that was the funniest thing in the world. He said Spotify was the worst platform because it was out here paying podcasters what they're worth. So I thought that was interesting. But ultimately, I wanted to add that at the end because that was a little side tangent that I don't think deserves a full segment. So when it comes to that, overall, the subject matter was Spotify raising the prices, showcasing why they're raising the prices, and ultimately letting you know some of the new features that Spotify has coming soon. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias, what do you think about Spotify raising the prices in South Asia, Middle East, Africa, Europe, Latin America, and Asia Pacific? And ultimately, why do you think Spotify is having a hard time balancing profitability and growth?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.